And Kathy Dawes again with Biosecurity Research Institute Director Stephen Higgs. And lots of education training going on at BRI, if you don't mind filling us in a little bit, Stephen.
No, absolutely. We've got our usual research ongoing on Japanese encephalitis, Rift Valley fever, and African swine fever. But in the last month or two, we've had a lot of people coming in for education and training activities, which is, you know, just a joy to us to have all those visitors. So we had Jim Stack from Plant Pathology give a course on plant biosecurity in theory and in practice. He had 37 people from 12 different countries. That was in May. Yesterday, Jürgen Richt runs the Center of Excellence for Emerging Zoonotic Diseases, and we had 65 people at the BRI yesterday for a course and a seminar series in the afternoon on transboundary animal diseases. And then Dana Van Landingham, also from the Vet School, has a Department of Homeland Security grant, a fellowship training program, and we're running a week and a half course on, again, foreign animal diseases. And for that, we've got Dr. Alfonso Torres, who was a previous director of Plum Island, and he's the primary lecturer for that. He's absolutely wonderful to get him here. So, yes, a lot going on in that education and training.
In fact, Jürgen's supposed to come on next week, the end of next week, so we'll have to chat with him a little bit about that also. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And all kinds of, I'm sure just fascinating to walk through your hallways and all the different folks and probably different languages being spoken. Anything else research-wise kind of coming out of the BRI right now that we want to share with folks?
Well, our livestock area is booked up until the middle of next year with multiple different studies on multiple different species and multiple different viruses. Primarily, like I said, we're working on Rift Valley fever virus and Japanese encephalitis and African swine fever. Lots of research. And then we've got the plant area where Barbara Balin and Jim Stack and Christian Cruz are conducting research on this thing called wheat blast, which is a devastating disease of wheat.
Have we seen any sign of it in our area, Kansas area at all? Or
no, thank goodness. So it's from Bolivia, Brazil area. And for the very first time last year, it got out of that area and was introduced into Bangladesh and is now in India. It's devastating some of the crops over there, but never in the United States, thank goodness.
Scary stuff. Well, speaking of other languages, you've been traveling a bit yourself. It's always just fascinating to hear all the different places you're out and about, and if you don't mind sharing that too, Stephen.
No. The weekend before last, I was in Washington. That was part of an assignment with the American Society of Tropical Medicine and Hygiene. So we met with various staffers in the political offices and met with Roger Marshall briefly. And so that was a week ago. And then I was in Rome, in Tierney. I was asked to go and do a lab inspection. And I left on a Wednesday evening and came back on a Saturday morning. It was literally a flying visit, but very, very interesting to look at this new insectary that they have developed to study genetically engineered mosquitoes. And so a number of us went over there to do that.
Oh, I bet that was interesting. Of course, and Ukraine, I think you've been to, and, you know, some other, Singapore, I think you mentioned when you came in.
Yes, I was in Ukraine for a week. There is a program to develop and mentor young scientists and Ukrainian scientists, and so I was invited over there. Had a wonderful time. There were 200 posters and abstracts to read, so I was kept very busy, but very rewarding. And I was in Singapore to evaluate a program that they've got looking at mosquitoes that are infected with a bacteria called Wolbachia, and they are releasing those mosquitoes because they are more resistant to being infected with viruses, and we don't fully understand that, but also it's a method to suppress the population, because the mosquitoes with that bacteria are less successful at reproducing.
That's exciting that there are other parts of the world that are really looking into some of these things, too. That has to give you some hope that you'll get some answers someday.
Absolutely, and there are new technologies out there being applied in the field now, which is exciting.
Well, before we wrap up today, anything else you're wanting to add? I noticed you were mentioning to me when you came in the door, you were overhearing our discussion about grilling, and you wanted to add some comments of your own on that. So.
Oh, I'm a grilling disaster, Kathy. I've been in the States, 25 years now, and meat on a grill, it's either charcoal or it's raw. I had advice to Mitch. I think he said that he wasn't a griller, whereas Dave is obviously passionate about it, but we've got a skillet which has got ridges in it, and you can get that skillet hot, and the meat kind of looks as though it's got stripes in, so it might satisfy Dave. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think Dave's going to join in on the discussion. I figured he couldn't resist. Dave, you want a little input here as we talk about grilling?
You know, those markings on it, I don't care what kind of cut of beef it is, I'm fine with that. If it comes from directly off the grill or if it comes from the skillet, just feel, doctor, to bring it on over, and I'll take care of it.
We'll do that.
They have a surplus.
Well, good to hear. Well, anything else before we wrap up today? Is always a true pleasure.
Well, it's always a great pleasure for me to be here. I love the invitations, Kathy, and get that message out about mosquito.
Again, Stephen Higgs with us again, Biosecurity Research Institute Director. When we come back, Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole will be joining us. You're listening to In Focus.